Welcome to the Sober Cue podcast.
Hi, I'm Chrissy. I'm an alcoholic, and my question is, when were we ready to start the house cleaning steps? I'll just identify my sobriety date is the 19th of November 2011. My home group is Realm of Spirit Women's Big Book Study on a Tuesday night from 6 till 7. I have a sponsor, and I have a grand sponsor who is my service sponsor. So just going back to the question, when were we ready to start the house cleaning steps? The house cleaning steps are steps 4 through to 9. So I was technically ready when I'd finished step 3. I couldn't wait to get out of step 2 and 3 because they both revolved around the word God, which I loathed and was looking to get away from. So I did do what the big book says and launched out on a course of vigorous action, picked up a pen for the first time in my steps at step 4, and began to write down a few resentments, and you know, I probably scribbled down a little bit here and there and then tucked it away for a while. And when I say a while, talking maybe 12 months, which obviously, you know, I wouldn't advise. I certainly wouldn't allow my sponsees today to do that, as much as my sponsor was always on my, you know, back about moving along and hurrying up. I honestly thought she was just being a bit dramatic. Whereas I know from personal experience today that, yeah, it's not good to sit in that space for too long. And it truly is headed for disaster. I've seen it many times. I think I was balking at about the 12-month mark. I had really started to get that heavy head, you know. Untreated alcoholism was breathing down my neck, and I didn't have a solution. I didn't have a program. I hadn't properly got into this house cleaning stuff, which is where I needed to be. I sort of argued at every corner and asked way too many questions, probably just to stall. And I had a friend say at, I'm going to say about the 12-month mark, he said, "Have you seen the movie The Titanic?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "You know, when it breaks in half and half of it goes to the bottom of the ocean and the other half bobs up and down and everyone's scrambling to the top for dear life," he said, "You're the person who looks out and asks, which iceberg do we just hit?" And he said, "Chrissy, who gives a crap? Get on a lifeboat or you're going to die." And, you know, that really, really resonated. It really hit home. I knew that I had been balking, and I now knew that it was my unwillingness to move forward that was keeping me in so much pain. So, the problem is me. The problem is my thinking. I'm the reason that I go back to a drink. My life becomes completely unmanageable in my head. You know, the dishonesty, the fear, the self-pity, the, I'm a massive martyr. You know, I constantly, just all the self, constantly am obsessed with how I'm feeling and how I'd like to feel different. And so it's this state of mind that sends me back to a drink every single time, unless I actually put a new program into my life. And that's what I've done. I began the house cleaning steps. I finished the house cleaning steps. It modified my behavior. I restored relationships. You know, I make amends, and they're really uncomfortable. And from doing that, you know, I change my behavior. I don't want to have to keep doing that ever again. So, you know, it's those sort of actions that really change the person that I am today. And I have had a revolutionary change in the way that I think and in the way that I act. And a quote that's really hit home, and I just identify with so much at the moment, is one from Clancy in the US, who's just recently passed away. And he says, "The thing that makes alcoholism a fatal disease is that sobriety eventually becomes emotionally unbearable." And that is me. That's so true. And that is why I had to become ready to start the house cleaning steps. So thank you for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cue podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.